Stories Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon, and here's the deal. I feel like crap. I've got something that either I picked up off of a coworker or some asshole on a bus or whatever, but I've got it, and it doesn't want to let me go. So I'm going to get this one out there, and of course I'm never going to go back and clean it up. But this is the weekly challenge, number 162, Mosquitoes and Prosthetics. We had four winners last week, Daphne, Mick, Lance, and Anima. This is what happens when I don't read the show notes. Yeah, I write them ahead of time, and then those are what I read off of to do this. But I'm just, you know, winging it right now, which is not a good idea. So I'm just going to go in the order that I receive stories, and I think I got one or two to my main address. And folks, I say isfullofcrap@gmail.com in the promos. It's up there on the side. You know what? Sorry. And even if you were Stephen King, you know what, Stephen King? Sorry, man. So let's go with Justin Yarborough, and he's back after a long time, and here is his story.
Sally the Mosquito's tale is a sad one. She was special, and not in a good way. She once tried to suck blood out of a prosthetic arm, breaking her stinger in the process. She had to have her stinger amputated and replaced with a prosthetic one. Sally eventually broke it too, trying to go after another prosthetic arm. Sally's family realized that she was hopeless, and put her in a mosquito nursing home, instead of getting her another prosthetic. Now she just lies there, hooked up to a blood IV, crying, and dreaming of sucking blood from prosthetic arms. If that twisted little story interests you at all, you can follow my blog, Justin's Random Thoughts, at jrtblog.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter, I'm FatElvis04. The background music you hear is a cover of As Tears Go by the Vitamin String Quartet.
Thank you, Justin. By the way, even though his ID is FatElvis04 on Twitter, he owns a Wandy Rodriguez Astros jersey. Wandy is actually who I consider to be the ace of the Astros staff at this time. Brian Mueller's shutout, was it a shutout or was it a complete game against the Pirates yesterday? That was an anomaly. I think he's toast. I mean, the Pirates are just like the Whipping Boys. They'd be in the basement if it wasn't for the fact that they were in the same division as the Astros. Roy Oswalt is not the ace of the staff. So, there. Crucify me or just say, you know, what are you talking about sports for? So, that's Justin, and welcome back, and good to hear you. Next up is Guy David. He does the music at the beginning of the podcast, the end of the podcast. He's got music up on his site that you can use for your... I mean, okay, so I've had those clips for a month and a half. I haven't chopped them down. In addition to being busy, which I pretend to be, which... I just fall asleep when I get home. I listen to them now and then, and it just, they talk to me. The stories talk to me. The music talks to me, and I get stories from it. And then, boom, I'm asleep again. So, here's Guy David, which, I don't know, that's not really great marketing for me to say. Here's Guy David. His music will put you to sleep. You know, great tunes for a road trip. So here's Guy.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 162. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are endlessly accelerating towards the future. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. The topics for this week's challenges are mosquitoes and prosthetics. This is part 2 of The Patchwork Bus. Enjoy! The one-legged parrot pushed the bar doors open and entered. His parrot chuckled. Looking around, they both captured Elvis in the corner of their eyes and took a seat next to him. "Is that your bus out there?" asked the parrot. "Yes," answered the strangely named man. "That's my bus. I call it the Umbrella." The wooden-legged pirate obliterated an insect in one swift, almost invisible move of his hand and said, "Mind if I joined you for a ride in your patchwork bus?" "Sure," answered Elvis. "It's a free ride." That's how Elvis got his first passenger.
Oh yeah. That's how I feel today, man. I don't know how you feel. Thank you, guy. And thank you for sticking around with us. I'm just going to babble. You know, it's been 4 years. 4 years of doing this podcast. Fourth anniversary is tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to keep saying that. There are podcasters out there who have been doing it longer than me, just a little bit longer. Every damn day. And yeah, there are gaps in the history of the podcast where I may have pulled a story or two. But 4 years. And, well, if you divide up the number of stories that I've written by the number of days, the number is slightly greater than one. So at least one a day. An average of one a day, at least. Okay, well, enough patting myself on the back or yanking myself in inappropriate places. Let's move on to Platinum Lightning. That's right, Platinum Lightning is back. This was not an anomaly. This is for real. Let's listen, shall we?
Good day, Power Pals. This is Platinum Lightning with my entry for this week's weekly challenge, Mosquitoes and Prosthetics. Last week, you, Lawrence Simon, predicted that that was the beginning of a series, and that was not my intention at all. But because I don't want to disappoint anybody, just take the ending of the last movie you watched or the last book you read, and then switch the characters out, and that's your new ending. Just apply it to my entry for last week, and there you go. Alright, so, let's go.
Hello, my mosquito friends. Try to bite me again. You will find that you can't. You and your diseases have given me prosthetic arms, prosthetic legs. Even my skin is artificial. I'm a fucking Ken doll now, thanks to you little bastards. But I'm alive, and now I have the upper hand. I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't breathe by myself, but I can still push buttons, and when I press this one, you little shits will be blown to pieces with your friends and families. So tell me, my little insect friends, who is the superior species now?
Oh man, don't make me laugh. Ah. Oh. I'm going to have to I'm just shucking these Hall's cough drops like pistachios, man. Ah. Thank you, Platinum Lightning. And yeah, I'm going to do that to the end of the next movie. I'm going to go see Star Trek and get about 200 to 300 people sick on this crap. I'm just going to breathe all over them. No, I won't. About changing endings to movies. I've probably ranted about this a bunch of times, but I'm too sick to remember. When I was young, I would go to bed early, or I'd actually be sent to bed early, whenever there were movies on in the evening. So, with The Wizard of Oz, I thought that Dorothy was captured and killed, because I'd gone to bed at that point. Or with E.T., E.T. was dead, and Elliot was died soon after. And that kind of stuff messes with you. Or Top Gun, actually, that one was, well, I was about 16, 17 at the time, but still being sent to bed early. And Goose gets killed. But any time that Anthony Edwards gets killed in the movies, I say that's a good thing. So, next up is Justin, the other Justin. We have two Justins now. Pretty soon we'll have the Justin cast with a bunch. And I just keep spiking this. I have a pop filter, and it doesn't seem to be working today. I'm just going to blame the fact that I'm not feeling well. So here's Justin. Spaced. Oh, God, that hurt my head.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster here with today's 100-word story. Figured I'll start with the questions Lawrence asked, I guess, a couple weeks ago that I forgot about. How I found the podcast. I don't remember where I first heard about it, for sure, but I got really introduced to it on the Escape Artist forums, Escape Pod, Pseudopod. Melody just ran into my mic stand pod, and now it's tangled up in the cords pod. One moment. right now I only listen to Pseudopod. I kind of lost interest in Escape Pod, just wasn't doing it for me, and podcasts was always just really weird. Not like Drabblecast or 100 Word Stories weird, just odd. Don't really like it. Anyways, 100 Word Stories podcast. So, believe it was Dave something, I forgot his last name, can't think of it at the top of my head, from the DaveShotFirst.com. He did the amazing adventures of, no, the unbelievable origins of Super Spiff and the Toothpick Kid, I believe was the name of the story. Something like that. It's really good. I give it a listen, DaveShotFirst.com. And he mentioned it, and so I checked it out, gave it a listen, and weekly challenge, and started writing. First week, I wrote about Gold, the superhero that turned bad guys into gold, then melted them into ingots, and sold them, and gave the money to the poor. Today's story is about mosquitoes and prosthetics. Here it goes. I didn't title it. I'm lazy. I've always been lazy. Been lazy since before I lost my arm and got the chance to keep on living. I would have died, being that I'm too fat and slow moving to get out of the way of the truck. A vampire found me. I smelled cheap wine on his breath. Who knew vampires could get drunk? Gave me life again. Sort of. I did good. Got a prosthetic arm and filled it with mosquitoes to go get me blood. I trained them, see? Worked out real good until that pesticide plant got built next door.
That's cool. Thank you, Justin. Which Justin came first? You have to ask that. And, by the way, you mentioned Drabblecast. Norm Sherman of Drabblecast did a guest spot hosting Escape Pod, and he brought his kind of loose, badass, monotone attitude, and, man, that was one of the best Escape Pods ever. It's a great story. He did a great read. And it's very Norm Sherman-esque. And, they have this Irish dude or Scottish dude there, Not the Mick dude who was the... Was it the Mick dude? No, it wasn't the dude. But the guy who was on Escape Pod a few weeks ago, the first substitute, he sucked. So I think they should pick up Norm Sherman as a regular reader, as opposed to that guy. So there. And I don't... I'm not good about... I keep forgetting to subscribe to Podcastle and Pseudopod, but since I've got iTunes right in front of me here and a bad pop filter, I'll do it. But the fantasy stuff is like, oh, unicorns, blowing elves, and leprechauns in a grand orgy of rainbows. It's like, oh, fuck that. Actually, you can't tell that I'm sick from my attitude. I get a little impatient when I'm sick. But as if that's any different from, you know, whatever. Next up is Danny Michelle, and Danny is back. And this one, oh, you've got to hear this one.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockle.com with my entry for weekly challenge number 162. The topic this week was mosquitoes and prosthetics. Buzzalina. Come, dear. Tell me what happened, the surgeon said. Oh, doctor, I'll never be a mother now. I should just kill myself. I'm useless. There, there, sweet, sweet girl. Things will be okay. He held her while she wept. No, she would never bear any children, and she would probably ensure her own end. A broken proboscis almost always means instant death. She was lucky. One could call it a miracle from up above, a testament to the power of faith and the prayer of her family. Associated Press, Cybernetics Incorporated releases organic fleshlight covering for metal replacement limbs.
Hey, you know, I should look into that. Although, can you get those for lungs? Okay, I'm going to admit something. I'm not drinking orange juice and eating chicken soup right now. Instead, I'm having these, there's spinach and, avocado, I think, or something. Bags of gold, as they call them. And, Diet Dr. Pepper. Which I think, you know, starve a fever, feed a cold, something like that. When you have no idea what to do, you just eat. Just grab random stuff and eat. Get the energy. You know, and I shouldn't even be drinking Diet Dr. Pepper. I should be, you know, going for the fully leaded stuff. So I'll probably go to the store in a bit. And I feel like crap. Give me some Dr. Pepper. Next up is Dan. Not Dan. Wow. Next up is Tom. Now, most people would edit out their screw-ups. Me, I keep them in the show. That's, I believe in keeping it real. All right, here we go. It's Tom from Footnote, and here's his story.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called A Schweitzer for Every Age. Dr. Dan had an unusual practice. Some might call it bizarre. The doctor produced prosthetics for mosquitoes. Legs, wings, and stingers. Advances in nanotechnology made it possible for Dr. Dan to work wonders. The grateful mosquito families paid for the services in single drops of blood. Of course, millions of drops of blood can amount to a sizable quantity, and here lay the monies that allowed the doctor to continue his calling. Dan expanded his mission to include ant farms and flea circuses. When Dr. Dan died, the mosquitoes erected a statue. On it they wrote, Sins of Walter Reed Washed. I should take this opportunity to list the top 50 contributors. Planet C, 159, Tom, 146, Guy David, 108, Caleb, 91, Liana, 87, Ellison, 77, Anima Zeppoletta, 65, Justin the Space Turtle, 54, Andrew Ian Dodge, 44, Houston Keys, 35. Norval Joe, 34, Stephen Nuclear Man, 34, Jeffrey from Great Heights, 31, DJ, 30, Daphne Abernathy, 30. Terrence Forever Was, 25. Lisa, 25. Elmo Schumann, 24. Carrie, 23. Ted, 23. Ashley, 22. Terry from the Old Coots cast, 22. Eva Moon, 21. Rael, 21. Sojourn Harumph, Adventures of a Southern Gent, 20. Kolek of the Collective, 19. Tom Merkel, 19. Mike A, 19. Planet X-Ray, 16. Brad, 15. B, 15. Linda, at 14. Mike S, at 13. Craig, 13. Tom Wolf, 4, 13. K9, 13. Patty Smith, 12. Exis Delacroix, 12. Beck, 12. Sister Edith at 12. Mike P at 11. Danny Merkel, 9. Tabitha at 8. Mike Thinks at 8. Kelly Burke at 8. Flicker at 7. Tommy at 7. Manada at 6. And Wilma at 6. That's the top 50. Wow.
Thank you, Tom. And I'm going to admit I started to nod off in the middle of that list. Man, I'm going to get this done for you guys. I know you're waiting for it, and I'm sorry if, you know, these bumpers, I should just shut up and just put all these stories together so you get the stories, and then boom, you don't have to hear me rambling like I am right now. But it just goes to show you that, you know, people come and go. They try it for a while. They drop out. They come back. They drop. And this podcast is always there for you if you just want to give it a shot and want to have some fun. And if you don't want to have fun and you want to put your nose to the grindstone and I want to make extra money off of it, there are those kind of sources too. I mean, this is kind of like the training wheels, I suppose. Drabblecast pays, Escape Pod pays. And if you follow Danny's blog, he tells you about his quest for getting compensated for writing. So that's kind of cool. Me, I just, 4 years of this stuff. Maybe it's not an accomplishment. Maybe it's an admission of defeat. I'll leave it up to you. I'll just get this podcast done before I collapse. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. Right now, she's suffering through 28 hours of daylight in a day. I don't know how that's possible. But up there, she's north of the North Pole, okay? If that's possible, you know, it's very, very bright, very cold. And I'm sure that the Wi-Fi signals there aren't that great. But still, she keeps coming back to share her view of the world from all the way up there. No penguins, though. Penguins are South Pole.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 162, titled The Killing Game. Thank you, Guy David, for the intro music. In other news, Ari Gaffer and I have worked on producing a short story called Castle Deck and the Arabella by Natanya Baron, part of the Aldersgate cycle. So if you're interested in steampunk, check that story out.
Freaking skeeters. Goddamn mini vampires. Gonna be nothing but dried husk if that pilot doesn't come to pick us up quick like.
Hold your water, Jack. The pilot said today or tomorrow, so we wait. Besides, you guys wanted to moose hunt in Alaska.
Okay, round 22. On three. One, two, three. How many did you get this time, Joe?
14.
You? I got a bloodbath. 27.
Pathetic, boys. I killed 45.
Yeah, but you cheat, Phil. You're using that fake leg of yours.
Disability has its advantage, doesn't it?
All right, here we go. Round 23.
That's cool. You see, people are branching out, trying new things. Folks meet other folks, whether here or Second Life or wherever, and they collaborate. And then when Caleb puts out the call with a script, I'm the one who looks at it and says, I don't feel like doing this one at the last minute. Yeah, I flaked on that, and I admit it. And I admit it before, and I admit it now. And I'll admit it in the future, and I admit that I flaked out on Great Heights 52, the great 1 year. You know, a podcast that I guess you could say, you're the grandfather of that one. And I'm like, oh, cool. And I listen, and I can't write. I can't freaking write. Just, I'm lucky enough to write all these people say, you're writing so much, just write a little more, put a little more in Prim Perfect, put a little more for Lauren's thing, put a little this and that. I'm like, I don't know when it's going to hit me. It just, when it hits me, then and only then and there I'll understand it. It just, I don't know. Maybe this whole thing is an apology. Maybe not. Anyway, speaking of apologies, Daphne is sorry that she wasn't able to record her own story. We all know what that means. Here it comes.
We all have our jobs here in Purgatory. Some people have to try to make iced tea. Others have to shovel the coal. They are the lucky ones. My job is to attach prosthetic wings and legs to injured mosquitoes, bugs that swatted at, or worse, bug zapper survivors. Try gluing a wing to a partially fried stub. Summer is coming, my busy season. Only another 99 years of this.
Thank you, Daphne. The great thing about feeling sick is that it's really easy to do a Tom Waits impression, and then you ruin it by upping the speed by 20% and the pitch by 20% to pretend to be a midget. Life goes on. Only another 99 years of this. Next up is Linda. She's come back. I wish I could share the lovely missives that she sends in. I should probably, say, hey, if you've got, a lovely missive that you want to share with the world, well, put in the freaking comments, But these are the things that buoy, they buoy my spirits as my body fails. So, without further monkey pasta, here's Linda.
Happy 4th anniversary! Woo! I can't believe I tied for first place on Bacon Week. Just to get any votes ever is better than bacon, but you like me. You really like me. And Daphne, girl Twitter power. Yes, rookies, even you can win if you threaten to die during the week. I'm not gonna die this week. It's my tomatoes this week I'm trying to save, but the tomatoes are too young to write, so I wrote this.
In high school, all the cool kids wanted to be vampires, but I had smaller plans. I was fascinated by the real bloodsuckers that could fly wherever they pleased, even sacred ground in broad daylight. Mosquitoes. I studied day and night, starving myself until I weighed only a few pounds. And when I was sure it could be done, just before chopping my arms and legs off, I went online. I paid every penny I'd saved by not eating on a brand new prosthetic proboscis, and I swear that thing is just a bendy straw that reeks of tomato juice.
I really like bendy straws. I think they're really cool. Whenever I have the choice between a regular and a bendy straw, I get the bendy straw. A little known fact. I used to carry a slinky around with me everywhere, and I would show it to anyone that would say, oh, you got your slinky with you? Now, it's a bendy straw, although I keep them in the laptop bag. So, if I don't have the laptop bag with me, the odds are I don't have the bendy straws. That's bendy, not bendy straws, because no one wants to stick a straw on their forehead. I don't know. Maybe it's a new fashion statement. Something in Albania. I don't know. Not that I mean to insult Albanians for being something other than, Albanian. Ah, oh, great. Stupid virus scanner. Stop. There are no viruses on this system. And if you do get a virus from the podcast, congratulations. You get to buy the next cake. Next up is Norval Joe, and he's come to us clear from Albania. What a coincidence. Here's Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 162. with the prompts of prosthetics and mosquito. I call my story When Service is a Sacrifice. So here we go. The Veterans Administration Hospital didn't know what to do with the patient, so they sent him to us at Acme Orthotics and Prosthetics. He had served his country in the Department of Defense Biological Weapons Development Program. He had a traumatic amputation during a training exercise. We built him a prosthesis from carbon fiber and epoxy resin for lightness and strength. We used a custom silicone liner for suspension. Finally, we added multiple polycentric joints to allow the artificial proboscis to coil and extend naturally. The challenge was fitting a prosthesis that small. That, and keeping enough Benadryl on hand. As a side note, I thought it was interesting that I learned of these two prompts as I was sitting in the annual meeting of the Association of Children's Prosthetic and Orthotic Clinics, where doctors and prosthetists were sharing case studies of their more difficult patients. I thought how fun it would be to get up and to share this difficult patient with that crowd. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Cool. I like that. And it's neat how real life and podcast life and all that come together. Thank you. Thank you, Norval Joe. I just wanted to share something before I let Planet Z take over, and that is, when I was growing up, I was deathly allergic to mosquitoes. Now, this is not a good thing to be, when you're in a climate that is kind of swampy and wet. Like, say, Ohio, in the Indian summer part of the year. Very bad. I would get bit up a lot. I was covered with calamine, and I was, when Benadryl was first available, it was in liquid form, and it tasted just like Jägermeister. I did not know it tasted like Jägermeister until I had Jägermeister later in life. Well, and it was almost the death of me after a bottle and a half of it one night. So I'm a little shy of Benadryl, a little shy of mosquitoes. Oh, I can take it now. And our patio is just a mosquito hellhole. And the cats are really great about eating them. Piper used to just, oh man, she would just, you know, zoom, zoom, like a furry bug zapper. But Piper is gone. Nardo just sits there and he takes it. I'm sure that if I were to check his skin closely, he would just be, you know, all welts. But he doesn't feel any weird. And Bruin, he's getting into eating bugs, so as long as he's thin, skinky kitty, more power to him. And I don't like the smell of off and all that, or cutter, or, and you tell me that there are these 50% DEET things that, you know, or go out in a rubber suit. You know, I'll just go when there aren't that many mosquitoes out. And I can put up a bug zapper, yeah. I'm sure that William Sonoma or Smith and Hawken makes a $5,000 bug zapper that you can get at Walmart for $20. But it's stylish. Or I could just sit inside during the summer. Anyway, that's my babble. Thanks to everyone there. And for the person who sent in the most stories all this time, as if there's any surprise. Let's hear from Planet Z.
Sylvia's legs were beautiful. So long, so soft, so perfect. When she lost one to bone cancer, the artificial leg was so crude. No worry. I create props for the movies. Sometimes I use my expertise to develop lifelike functional replacement limbs. A lot of soldiers send me thank you notes. With her new leg, we danced. We did everything. It felt so real. I saw a mosquito land on it once, trying to draw blood. the cancer came back. This time, she died. The leg is in our bed, waiting for me to finish building the rest of her.
And that, my friends, is how the year ends. Thank you to everyone for being a part of Weekly Challenge number 162, Mosquitoes and Prosthetics. Ah, God, I feel like crap. But I'm glad I got this out there. The levels are going to be a little off on my little bumper pieces, which gives you all the more reason to fast forward through them. I know. I don't mind. And although some people listen because they answer the questions or the goofy comments that I throw in there, and I'm flattered by that. But this podcast is about you guys. And Tom shared a list of the people who have been here time and time again. And after more than 3 years of doing the weekly challenge, 4 years of doing this, I also want to thank the folks at 100 Words or Les Nessman, otherwise known as 100wordstories.com now. I could have taken a domain myself. I didn't want it. I thought it would work best with them. Always do what you can for the greater good and the group. And they wrote, and then they stopped, and then they wrote, and then they stopped, and I said, okay, I think I'll just take over doing weekly challenges. And every now and then I'll admit to poaching a topic from there for a daily story when I don't have any ideas. I don't really post there, but folks, you could probably match up the days when the well is dry, and I'm like, okay, let's see. So that's it for today's weekly challenge. You can check out the text of each story in the show notes at podcastinggodsfullofcrap.com. You can vote for your favorites. That's favorites plural. So you can click on the little clicky boxes. And you can choose everyone if you want to. But that's no fun. Some people are better than others. We just have to come to grips with that. I mean, the Supreme Court nominee says that, what was it? A Latino woman with all of her experience knows more about some things than an old white man. So really, there may be things that Tom knows more about, say, than Linda or me. That's okay. I'm cool with that. Life is about meeting new people and different experiences and all of that. But does that make people better? I don't know. Now, the ones that explode on buses, I'm pretty sure that they're not better than me. I'm pretty sure that they're not exactly high up in the good chain, as we call it. So I'm just blithering and ranting and whatever, and let me just get out of here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with my illness. Hopefully I'll be better enough tomorrow to do the story tomorrow. Otherwise I'll record in batches, as I've been doing the past few weeks. And finally, I'm going to be doing something. Let me just click over here. And we're going to go... tomorrow being the official anniversary, Jackson Street Books is opening up a location in Second Life at Jesus' General Cafe Wellstone. They have a lovely custom-built store, and they're stocking the shelves with clickable books that take you to an order blank, which is cool. Now, note that it's clickable and not lickable. Do not lick the books. That's rather screwy. But the festivities start there, I don't know, 6 o'clock? And every so often, they're going to ask me to step in and do some storytelling. And I'm not going to bring out the, you know, anti-leftist, you know, three cheers for Ted Kennedy's tumor and the, you know, Nancy Pelosi is a dyke bitch. I'm not going to bring those ones out. In fact, they're still in the spike file. But I will pull out some of the weirder ones because that's what it's about. Even if you're reading stuff by Ted Rall, it's still reading. And it's better than these countries out there that tell you what to read or not to read at all and just listen to the preacher and get back into the slave pit. So, speaking of which, I should be back at work on Monday. So, that's it for me. I'll see y'all next week, unless, you know, I keel over from this. If that's the case, you can fight among yourselves, who has to deal with this crap. And, until then, keep it brief.
Closing.